in the future, I'll give a class of Creole.
Ma aspetta che dalle FC abbiamo tutti buttato in classe un creol. Arrivo!
Arrivo!
Pasodi. Yeah, okay. I don't know. Did you notice? It is Purnima.
Non avevo chiesto Purnima?
It's full moon. It's out there. And you know what full moon it is? It's Katyayani Purnima.
Che Purnima sa?
Katyayani.
Katyayani. This is the day that the Katyayani Leela of Krishna and the gopis happened.
C'est le jour que le baston de Katyayani Krishna et Gopi fit en place.
And Krishna stole the clothes of the gopis.
C'est le jour que Krishna a coqué les gopis leurs vêtements.
So I want to begin by reading a verse from that chapter of Bhagavatam.
Maharaj peut commencer en disant un chapitre de sa baston de Bhagavatam.
It's what is it? Anyway, it's chapter 22 of the 10th canto.
Chapitre 22.
And verse number 1. Premier what verse?
Premier verse.
So, what would you say? Repete? Après moi, s'il vous plaît. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Sri Shukra Vacha Hemate Pratame Masi Nanda Vraja Kumarika Cheirur Havishyam Bunjana Kachayan Yarchana Vratam. You got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Why don't you just read it? Oh, what's it all? You'll just translate it? En creole, okay. You see?
The translation, right? Yeah. Ce que dit Swami veut dire qu'il pendant les premiers mois de saison l'hiver. Ban Gopi de Gokul fait observer sa observer pour adorer Katyayani. Pour entier moi, je fais mange kisri sans épices.
Well, and can you read the purport?
Yes, Maharaj. Et si le mot Hemante me fait référence avec les mois de Margashirsa et de approximativement au milieu novembre jusqu'à au milieu décembre, d'après calendrier western, dans volume N du chapitre 22 de Krishna, la personne suprême, c'est le Prabhupada qui fait commenter que Ben Gopi, le fin mange Havishyana, une qualité mangée qui est préparée avec Ben Mongdal, bouillie, ensemble avec Jiri, sans aucun épice, ou soit safran. D'après les injonctions védiques, sa qualité mangée est recommandée pour purifier les corps avant que quelqu'un commence à faire une activité cérémonie ritualistique.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shivati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisheshyavadi Vasya Chadishitarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadhi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vachkam Churibhyas Chakribhyas Sindhubhye Vacha. Pradhanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Mon peuple say to the mon, bien bien, fatigue, fatigue. He said, vrai, wait. Okay, we will do exercise. We'll pay.
Exercise,
okay. Levez les mains. Et après moi. What is it? Avec très fort?
Yeah.
Avec très fort? Avec très fort. Mais après moi. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Multi cause avec très fort. not like silence. Après moi. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Okay. Pas mal. Pas très mal. Okay. This is famous pastime of Krishna.
C'est un pastime très fameux de Krishna.
And it happened today.
Et ça vient qu'on passe aujourd'hui.
In India, it is the beginning of winter right now.
Et en Inde, c'est le commencement de l'hiver à ce moment.
So the gopis, for this whole month of Katyayani, means the month after Kartik. They were doing this austerity. To get Krishna as their husband. And this is traditional for young girls in India. And on Maurice aussi.
Maurice.
They worship Katyayani.
The adore Katyayani, no?
She is a form of Bhadrakali.
Katyayani is a form of Bhadrakali.
Kone. Bhadrakali.
Yes.
We're in the right place. Watch out for the chocolate.
Vous êtes dans place appropriée là, mais ne vous êtes quand même pas fait attention à l'alimentation.
So yeah, for the whole month they were eating this type of khichdi.
Alors pendant ce mois-là, ils expérimentaient cette qualité de khichdi sans épices.
Mung dal, rice. Water.
Mungdal jiri avec de l'eau.
No spices.
Sans épices.
No vegetables.
Et aucun légume.
Pas de chouchou. How will we live? Pas de gros pois. Aussi. Oh. C'est pas possible. What? Vive. When?
Yeah,
so. Okay. Okay. And you know the way they eat it.
Is it
It's just boiled up together.
Bouillis ensemble.
Thrown on the floor. Then you must put your hands behind, you sit down on the floor. Put your hands behind your back. And lean forward.
Et causer des vents.
And eat with your mouth.
Et manger avec la bouche.
Off the floor.
Et c'est des sali.
Keshav, can you demonstrate?
Like this, yes.
And you, okay, down. Stay there. Just stay. Don't move. And you can eat as much as you like.
No.
But you can't lift your head up.
Yeah.
And if you, when you lift your head up, that's it for today. So it's very austere.
Très austère.
But if you want Krishna as your husband, you have to pay a price.
Et si vous voulez gagner Krishna comme vous méchiez, vous vous êtes payé un prix.
He's not cheap person.
Et Krishna n'est pas une personne pour manger.
So they were doing this austerity.
Et ça, tu peux faire cette carité austérité là.
And they were worshipping a deity of Bhadrakali.
Is it Beato Bhadrakali?
But just like this.
Like also.
But she is an expansion of Yoga Maya.
Mais Bhadrakali est une expansion de Yoga Maya.
Actually, she's an expansion of Durga, who's an expansion of Yoga Maya.
And she's an expansion of Durga, Durga is an expansion of Yoga Maya.
And we know that Yoga Maya, she is spiritual.
Yoga Maya is spiritual.
She's not material like Bhadrakali.
She's not material like Bhadrakali.
Yeah, so in that mood, they were worshipping Bhadrakali very nicely.
Et dans sa moudla, dans sa façon de se péter, Bhadrakali très approprié.
Exopti prié, would you say that? Exopti prié.
Exopti prié.
Exopti prié. Anyway, okay. They're praying to have Krishna as the husband.
That's right, man.
Exopti prié. So this went on for the whole month.
Ça fait aller pendant un mois.
Last day, full moon day, they finished the program. And then, so now, finished everything, they took bath in the Yamuna. And you know, when they took bath, they were not wearing any clothes. They just left their clothes on the bank of the river. And then they took bath and they finished their bath. And they came out of the water. What would you say? Ki arive, ki peya.
Yes.
Ki arive. What happened? Ki arive. Vetamon. What happened to our clothes?
Yes.
They disappeared.
And gopi be de kotno les na disparate.
Actually, we were just in this place, that place in Vrindavan. It was, sure, like 2 to 3 weeks ago. There is a big old kadampa tree.
And then ancien vieux kadampa.
It was there at that time also.
So
the gopis are looking around. Where are our clothes?
That gopis begin to put on their clothes.
And then they looked up and they saw in the tree their clothes. And sort of leaning on their clothes was Krishna.
And Krishna di là l'aveva rivea pie con cosa lens, ok.
And so they said to Krishna that give our clothes back.
And said Krishna, don't do less, return to less.
And Krishna said, what clothes? Those clothes you're leaning against. Oh, these clothes.
Oh, seven lens, la.
I don't wear saris. You can have them, no problem. Just come and take them. I am very comfortable here, relaxing, playing my flute.
What
would you say? Joie de vivre. Anyway, life is good. But the gopis said, no, we cannot come out in front of you. So went back and forth between them. It's a very intimate pastime. You know, we have to be a little careful how we view it. But they threatened when they saw that Krishna was not going to just give the clothes back. They threatened him.
Et quand ils trouvaient que Krishna n'a pas pu retenir cette laine, ça commence.
Threatening.
Menace, voilà, les mots. Menace Krishna.
Menace. Oh, that's a good one. Not threatening.
That's English.
Zot ti threatening. All right. New Creole word. That you give us our clothes or we are going to tell your father.
And then menace Krishna ki o retourne nous l'air sinon nous pas de ça au papa.
And Krishna said, go ahead, tell him.
Krishna said, okay, allez, allez, la mal fait.
Allez, who cares for my father? He's just an old man.
Krishna said, Krishna said, avec mon papa. C'est un vieux de mon sang.
And they said, we will tell King Kamsa.
And Gopi said, okay, nous pouvons dire le roi Kamsa.
Who cares for Kamsa?
Krishna said, ah, Kamsa.
What they Li stupid. Li stupid.
Yes, person is stupid.
So they couldn't frighten Krishna. And you know, it's a long story.
Une histoire très longue.
But in the end, in order to get their clothes from Krishna, they had to come in front of him with no clothes.
Et à la fin, ils ont vu gagner cette laine avec Krishna, besoin de venir devant Krishna sans laine.
And for any lady, young woman of any quality to come in front of some young man with no clothes is just out of the question.
And for madame qui timide li pouli pouli venir venir devant Michel né comme ça n'est pas la question.
Only in front of the husband.
Vous êtes capable d'aller seulement devant votre monsieur.
So. But he wouldn't give them their clothes unless they did that.
And Krishna, the palette of the banana's blast, talk is about in the old.
So it's easy to misunderstand this.
Et facilement pour mal comprendre ça, Pastor.
But the thing is, they had been praying and praying and praying. We want Krishna as our husband.
Mais le point c'est que Man Gopi a fait prier pour qu'il y ait Krishna comme notre monsieur.
And a girl can only be naked in front of the husband.
Et un fille qui peut seulement être nue justement devant son monsieur.
So, you know, it's a very exotic pastime, but in this way, indirectly, Krishna was taking the position of their husbands and accepting them as his wives.
Et de cette façon-là, directement, Krishna les acceptait, les acceptait comme des messieurs, acceptait comme des madames, et c'est de cette façon qui est très, très exotique.
And they understood like that. They understood that he's accepting us.
Et Man Gopi fait comprendre comme ça que Krishna peut accepter comme madame.
So therefore, when the pastime finished and they left and went home,
et quand pastime fini, madame quittait dans la maison.
They were not cursing Krishna. They were not angry with Krishna.
Ils n'étaient pas en colère avec Krishna. Ils n'étaient pas en colère avec Krishna dans les dictions.
Bhagavatam says, when they left, they were just singing the glories of
Krishna.
Because they understood what was the meaning. So, So, but the principle, there's a principle involved which is very important for us. The gopis were ready to do anything if it pleased Krishna.
The gopi accepted to say, never keep.
Even if it meant embarrassment.
Même si il a pu faire de une embarrassé.
Or, you know, just some difficulty, distressing situation.
N'importe qui va faire une situation de stress.
Srimati Radharani said one time, if my suffering brings Krishna pleasure,
si ma souffrance donne Krishna plaisir,
then my suffering becomes my greatest happiness.
Les larmes, ma souffrance deviennent mon plus grand la joie.
Of course, we are not on the level of Radharani. But we must try to follow in the footsteps. In our small, humble way, we must try. And really think that and desire. I want to do the most I can for Krishna.
Et nous avons pensé désirer que nous puissions essayer de faire le plus mieux pour Krishna.
And when you have that mood and you really try to please Krishna,
quand on a ça mood pour faire Krishna plaisir,
then Krishna accepts you.
Et Krishna va accepter ça.
You know. Did you know, just like Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, he has a notebook. Just hold it up. See? What?
What?
Krishna has a notebook.
Krishna has seen a notebook.
Black notebook.
And notebook noir.
Black Noah stilo.
And to Noah.
And when he notices that you are really serving him sincerely.
Et quand Christianine a découvert, elle a remarqué qu'il vraiment servi sincèrement.
He writes your name in his notebook.
Elle a l'écrit au nom dans son notebook.
And if you do really nicely, he puts a gold star next to your name.
Et si vous faites très bien, il vous met une étoile. Là où vous pouvez votre nom.
And when you get that, you know what happens.
Et quand on gagne ça, vous connaissez qui arrive?
Back to Goloka Vrindavan.
Retourne dans Goloka Vrindavan.
And Krishna just, he becomes overpowered by that love.
Et Krishna devient
defeated.
Yeah. Krishna got defeated.
Just like Mother Yashoda, she in Kautik, she wanted to tie Krishna.
Krishna got defeated by Mother Kautik. Yashoda lui a envoyé tas Krishna.
Who can tie God?
Krishna got tas Bhumi.
But through her love, she tied him.
Mais avec son amour, il vient attacher Krishna.
Yes, Krishna becomes overwhelmed by the love of the devotees.
Krishna est vraiment attiré, de grand joie pour l'amour de ses bandits.
Overwhelming. Overwhelming. Not that new word. Anyway, it's all right. Just like Prabhupada explains in Nectar of Devotion.
Prabhupada explique dans Nectar of Devotion.
When Radharani walks past Krishna,
Radharani passe par Krishna,
Krishna becomes affected by her love.
Krishna devient affecté par l'amour de Radharani.
That love is emanating from her heart. And it hits Krishna. And he doesn't know what he's doing. Sometimes he drops something. Sometimes he turns around and walks into the wall. Sometimes he starts speaking some nonsense.
Well,
because he becomes just, he loses control.
And he perds control.
So Prabhupada explains, one day Krishna made a decision. Next time Radharani walks past,
prochaine fois si Radharani passe près de moi, la
prochaine fois I will be cool.
La prochaine fois il passe près de moi, vous cool.
Super cool.
Super cool.
I mean, unaffected.
Je veux dire qu'il ne va pas être affecté.
Let her walk past me, I don't care.
Laisse qu'elle passe près de moi, elle n'est pas affectée.
So now Krishna went out to milk the cows.
Et Krishna a tiré les vaches.
So he's milking.
Tiré.
Yes, very good. Life is good.
La vie est bon.
Everything is normal.
C'est normal.
And Radharani and her girlfriends were approaching.
Et Radharani et ses camarades étaient venus.
And Krishna saw.
Krishna a entendu.
But then Krishna remembered. I am cool.
Et Krishna me rappelait qu'il est cool, il va rester affecté par ça.
No effect. I am milking the cow.
Krishna vient tirer la vache.
Pas de problème. And the gopis, so Radharani and the gopis came by and they saw, wow, what happened to Krishna?
Et les gopis me prennent comment qu'est Krishna avec qui d'aller Krishna?
You know, normally by now he's getting a little dizzy.
That's in him. He's just milking the cows. Yeah, he's
just milking the cows. And Krishna was so happy. Just see, I'm showing these gopis. Suddenly, Radharani and the gopis just started roaring with laughter. And pointing at Krishna.
Krishna.
Look at him, what a fool.
Get lay Kamalian.
Come
Mork.
Mahamork? Hey. Anyway, yeah. Mahamork. And Krishna thought, hey, what's wrong?
Cool.
But then Krishna noticed he was milking a bull.
Toro. Yeah.
Really, Toro. A birth? No?
That birth, yeah.
Toro, that's a good word. And Krishna understood. I did it again. So we're just very small people.
And then the bad person give
petit. We're not like Radharani the gopi. But we should try to follow in their footsteps and serve him. From our hearts.
And if this fear is a far externally, then we only care.
And if we do that, then he will give us his
mercy.
He'll accept us as his associates. He will take us back to Goloka
Vrindavan.
And we'll live with him eternally. It is possible even for little devotees like us. Prabhupada once was on his, he was being in New York, being driven to the place of the Rath Yatra festival.
So
he's talking to the driver. Who is here? Means who of the senior devotees? So the devotee said some names.
And they were in their motion that no.
Abhiyavilas Swami is there.
Abhiyavilas Maharaj.
Sundalal Prabhu is saying.
Sundalal.
Haridev Prabhu is saying.
Haridev Prabhu.
Kamata Pelebu. Vishal Prabhu is saying. And the driver said, yeah, all the big devotees.
It's a friend of Duban Kwanwadehokina.
And Prabhupada answered, I am the only big devotee. You know, like when it describes in the Bhagavatam, that when Krishna was a small boy, he could just walk like, you know, 2 years, 2.5 years. He can walk, but it's not so easy. So the lady, the local ladies would gather. And they would joke with Krishna.
Joking,
yeah.
Job. Plaisanter avec Krishna.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Plaisanter.
Okay, like you said. I think Krishna. And sometimes they would say to Krishna, dance, Krishna. Go on, dance.
Sometimes they would say to Krishna, dance, Krishna. Dance.
And Krishna, it's difficult to walk. What to speak of dance?
Pour Krishna, difficile pour danser, mais qui peut dire pour danser?
But Krishna still, because of their love, he would sort of hop around in an awkward way.
Et parce qu'à cause de l'amour, ben là, Krishna commence à sauter d'une façon bien funny. Funny, yeah.
Funny.
Drôle.
And they would laugh at him.
Et ben là, pour moi, rire.
Oh, look at Krishna.
Et Krishna.
But Krishna would not say that, listen, don't you laugh at me.
Et Krishna, l'arrête de dire, écoutez, arrête de rire, moi.
You know who I am.
Vous connaissez moi qui s'en a.
I am God.
Maman, bon Dieu.
You don't laugh at me, alright?
Pas rire, moi, ok?
You'll be in big trouble.
Vous avez un grand problème, sorry, moi.
No, he accepted it because it was a loving exchange.
Non, il accepte parce qu'il était un échange de l'amour.
Anyway, so we should try and follow in the footsteps of the great devotee.
Alors, nous devons suivre sur le pas de grands devotees.
And really try to cultivate the mood of pleasing the Lord.
Essayez de cultiver un mood pour faire plaisir à Dieu.
And like this, we'll progress, we'll be very happy, and we'll go back to
Godhead.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Ka Premanande.
Jai.
So.